Hey folks, I'm Colin Gurry and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft. This is the series on building a peerless podcasting website. That is creating a great home for your podcast on the web. And tear, sob, sob, we're down to the last episode, episode 20 of creating a great podcasting website. I really hope you've got a lot out of this series. I really enjoyed creating it, actually. It's been a hard slog doing it daily. It's my first time doing daily episodes. So I hope it's been useful, actually, being able to follow it through in the shorter episode format. I'd love to hear what you think of the format. So yeah, if you want to pop across to podcraft.net/320, please do pop a comment in. I'd really, really value anything you can tell me about how you thought this the last 20 episodes worked, whether this series format works for you, the length of the episodes, all that kind of stuff. Tell me what you think. Tell me whether you enjoyed it, whether you didn't, what works for you, what doesn't. And then I can create more of the same, hopefully good stuff for you in future. But I do really enjoy making these focused series, really focusing on one thing for a series of episodes. It's just good fun. Gives me a great sort of run of things to talk about. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it as well. So this last episode, we're talking about the end result, the monetization of your content. So we've created a website. We've created something great. We've created something that's going to grow your audience. It's going to really make a great user experience for all of your listeners. It's going to attract in new visitors. It's going to turn them into loyal listeners. At the end of all of that, whether you're a hobbyist or a business, it's always good to get something back out of that effort. And that means monetization. So that means all the effort that you've put in the last 20 days, it's not unreasonable to think you might get something back out of that. Now, we introduced this a little bit earlier in the series, talking about affiliate links. That means we talked about how to possibly monetize the recommendations we make. So you recommend a product, you recommend something external that you haven't made yourself, and hopefully get a wee commission out of that. Now, it's a great way to start in terms of monetization, but it is a little bit passive. So you're just essentially recommending something, you're passing people onto somewhere else, and hoping that they perhaps take that recommendation. And commissions can be quite slim in that area too. Amazon are actually reasonably generous in terms of commissions for real world products, I should say this is. They offer anything between 5 and 10% in terms of commissions. And that's actually relatively generous for real life products. Now, you can get a lot higher commissions for information products, for example, for courses, for digital products. But anyway, commissions are generally quite slim when you're talking about affiliate marketing. The best way to monetize, really, is to create your own product and sell that. Now, when I talk about my own product or your own product, that doesn't have to be a product, a physical product as such. There's a range of different types of products that we can talk about selling, and I'm going to go into that a little bit later. But essentially, if you want to sell, if you want to make sales on your website, that means we need an e-commerce solution of some sort. So you need some way to sell, to guide people to a shopping cart, to choose a product they want to buy, and to be able to take money from them for it. The most basic way to do that within WordPress is with PayPal. So sign up with PayPal. Free to sign up. So you want the basic version of PayPal. We're not going for pro sites or anything like that at the moment. You can get a business account with PayPal. Still doesn't cost you anything on a regular basis. So this is all entirely free. And then you're going to go through and you're going to start to set up PayPal buttons. Now, PayPal themselves let you set up buttons, which essentially turn into a little bit of code that you put onto your website. You place that on any page within WordPress. All you do is go to the text option within the post creation or the page creation section and paste in the code itself. Then you can go back to visual and you can see how it appears. So then you have a little hosted PayPal button on your page. And then when somebody clicks that button, they're taken off to the PayPal website. So they're not paying on your website. They're actually directed off to the PayPal website. And they're charged whatever it is that you set when you created that button. So you just create a button for every product that you sell. So say you've written an ebook, you're going to charge £10 for that ebook. You create a button specifically for that ebook that charges £10. It's got the name of the ebook. It's got a little bit more detail about it. So when somebody's guided to PayPal, they see those details, they recognize it, and they feel safe to press the sales button. Now that's fine for one-off sales. Similarly, PayPal actually lets you set up subscriptions as well though. So you can set up a button within PayPal that guides people to the PayPal website and then tells them, right, you're signing up for a membership to the XYZ podcast, whereby you're going to pay £10 per month from now on until you stop it. And it will take the first payment straight away, and it will then set up a subscription with that person's PayPal account. So that's easy enough to do. You can set that up. You can set different levels as well. You can have like a pro version, a platinum version, all that kind of stuff. There's lots of different options within there, but PayPal make it quite easy to do that. Now, I say that's free. The reason it's possibly not the best way to do it, and I'll talk about a few other options in a minute, is that people always end up having to go to PayPal for that. So you always have to go off-site and they have to have a PayPal account. So people that don't have a PayPal account essentially can't buy your products. Now, these days, PayPal is actually ridiculously common. So finding somebody that doesn't have a PayPal account is pretty uncommon. So it's not a huge disadvantage. And the fact that it's free to set up doesn't cost you anything ongoing, apart from a little transaction fee every time, which is not ridiculous. Similar to other services, around 3.5% plus 20 pence, I think, means that this is a great option to start off with. So if you want to just experiment with selling stuff, if you've got a couple of products, maybe a membership thing you want to try and sell, then by all means try this initially. It's low effort and can let you sort of validate whether people actually want to start buying this stuff. Okay, so moving on from that though, I just want to talk about the tool that I use. This is what I'm going to really recommend if you want to start building out a serious e-commerce or membership website, and that is a tool called S2 Member. So that's just the letter S, the number 2, and then the word member. And you can go and find the website for that at podcraft.net/S2Member, just the name of the plugin there. So go to that and it'll guide you off to where you can have a look at the tool. So S2 Member is, as you'd imagine from the member moniker there, is a membership tool. It's a membership plugin. Helps you to create membership content or a membership site in WordPress. Now, the basic version of S2 Member is entirely free. So S2 Member can be used totally free, and it's actually pretty powerful even in its free form. The benefits of S2 Member is that it allows both one-off sales and it allows membership sites. So I think that most people that run a podcast, quite often people will start off with one product. So I'll think of maybe an ebook or a report, or they want to actually sell a series of past episodes. So you want to sell your episodes 1 to 20 as a package. You're going to take them off your open feed and you're going to sell them as a package of old episodes. And you'll sell that as a one-off. But then, once you've started selling that kind of thing, quite often people will realize that actually there's a big benefit in getting membership products on the go. So whether that is, as we talked about yesterday, creating a community and then actually just paying for access to that community, that's one way to get membership. Actually, you just offer £5 a month, say, and people can get in and take part in this really focused, supportive, valuable community where you're offering some of your time as well. That can be a really valuable product in itself with very little setup. So you just create that community, you charge that £5 a month entry to it, and then people can come back in, they have to keep paying to keep access to it, and they get a lot of value out of that. Or another option along those lines is a membership course. So somebody actually joins your website, they sign up, they pay £10, £15, £20 a month, and they then take part in a course. So you're releasing lessons every week, every month. You're maybe doing webinars once a month, contributing 2 hours of your time, say, to office hours or a Q&A session. You have all that kind of thing where it's training and resources that people can take part in. You're releasing new books, new reports, new lessons, new videos every month. And this can be part of a huge training system that you're building up that people pay a certain amount of money every month to take part in. So anyway, that I think is the two aspects to it. And as I said, I think a lot of people start off with those one-off sales, those one-off products, and then graduate to membership. And that's the reason I like S2 Member, because it allows both. So you can set it up with payment gateway like PayPal or many of the other options as well. And then that allows you to either set up that subscription model or the one-off sales really easily. So I've talked about I've talked about a couple of options there. So the one-off sales, selling your podcast, that's what I mentioned. Selling, having the most recent 5 to 10 episodes for free. People can subscribe to them in iTunes. But if they want to listen to old episodes, they have to buy it as a one-off sale. You can do that with an S2 member. Other options on one-off sales, you sell your writing. So it might be that alongside your podcast, you also have a lot of articles, you have lots of tutorials, you have lots of how-to things, lots of things that offer a lot of people value that they'll want to read. With S2 Member, you can have, say, the first paragraph or two of an article available for free, but then you have a button halfway down the page that says, to read more, pay £2. So people have to click that £2, and then it takes a charge from them via PayPal or whatever payment method you're going with, and then they get to see the rest of it. And they'll log in, they create an account in S2 Member so they can always come back and they can always see that content again. And you can create that kind of gateway, that gating of your content on every single page on your website. And if you have just a minimal fee, like say 5.50 even, £1, £2, do that in dollars, whatever your currency is, it can be a really nice way to actually get a little bit of income off content that you already have. Now, obviously, this relies on you creating pretty epic stuff. So you've got to have articles on there that are really valuable, offer a lot of value that people think £1 or £2 is actually worth it. Because, it's not a small amount of money. You can get ebooks for that kind of price, but there's no reason you can't. There's no reason you can't create a series of videos, for example. You could put in a video on a page which are worth £1 or £2 to a customer, or a 1,000, 2,000 word article that'd be worth that as well. It's as long as you're offering a ton of value, you're offering a ton of takeaways, a ton of actionable stuff that people can do and get that value back straight away. Okay, so other ways to do one-off sales might be a course as well. So I mentioned a course earlier on in terms of a membership. You can charge people ongoing memberships for a course, but it might be that you want to actually just sell a course of 10 to 15 to 20 videos as a one-off. £10 now, and you get permanent access to these videos whenever you like. So that's fine as well. Similarly, you could do an add-on product. So your episodes, you've got a free podcast. Say a good example of this is Coffee Break Spanish by Mark Pendleton. He does some really good add-on products for their podcasts. So you go to Coffee Break Spanish, you listen to a lesson, and then you go to the website and you can buy add-ons, you can buy worksheets, you can buy all sorts of extras that really enhance that podcast experience. You can do the basic one for free if you want, but then you can pay a small fee to buy these extras that really make your learning more effective, really make it more fun. So it might be that you can create them for your own podcast. You talk about something for half an hour, for an hour, you put together a report or a book or a product or something that enhances that stuff that you just talked about, whatever it was you just talked about, you put together something else that makes it better or makes it more actionable. You can sell that as a one-off. Equally, that could be a membership. So people could pay £5-10 a month and they get these add-ons sent to them regularly, or they get to just log into the website and get to them no problem at all. So S2 Member is really just a gating system. You can either lock down certain parts of your content, you can lock down pages for people to have to pay for, or you can lock down pages for people who are members only access. That's the basic principle of S2 Member. Now, S2 Member does work well with BB Press, as I talked about yesterday. So if you wanted to have that community aspect to your membership site, then it's a good one to go with. And it works with a lot of other plugins as well. So it's a good plugin to go with. The free version, as I said, is great. And you can actually upgrade to the pro version for not too much. I think it's about $99 or so for the pro version. And that brings in a whole bunch of other features, including website payment pro with PayPal, which means that you can take payments straight on your website, which is actually quite a big advantage. It means that people don't have to have a PayPal account to be able to pay for your products. And that's quite a big advantage, obviously. So just to briefly cover an alternative to S2 Member, another one that I've used in the past is ProSites. So that's by WPM UDev, which I think I've mentioned on previous episodes. WPM UDev are a great creator of plugins. ProSites you can buy individually, I think, for about $20, or you can subscribe to the WPM UDev website. And you can have constant access to it and its updates. ProSites is a bit more basic, doesn't have as many options as S2 Member, but it is a bit nicer to look in and it's a bit easier to use. The one downside of S2 Member is that it's got tons of options and the back end, the admin panel for it, doesn't look the most attractive. It's not the nicest user experience, not the easiest thing to set up in the first place. I don't think it's too difficult by any means, but certainly ProSites is a little bit more easy. I think ProSites is possibly lacking in a bit of power once you build it out. So you could start with it for a pretty basic membership site. By all means, ProSites is a good option. That's another disadvantage as well, actually. I say membership site there because ProSites is only really designed for membership sites, not one-off sales. So while S2 Member makes it quite easy for you to do one-off sales, to sell just a single article or a single product, ProSites is really just for memberships. And obviously the final disadvantage is the fact that ProSites is paid, so you have to pay for it. There's no free version. And again, to get updates in future from WPM New Dev, you have to subscribe. So either that or rebuy the product, I suppose. But it's an ongoing commitment in terms of cost. So anyway, I hope that gives you a good introduction to monetizing your content, how you could sell products on your website, how you could sell memberships, how you could start to benefit from the massive amount of work you're putting into your website and creating lots of content. So that takes us to the tasks for today. So I think choose one of them. Choose whether you're going to go with the basic PayPal function. Just create a couple of PayPal buttons, stick them on your website, try selling anything at all. Just put together a collection of your best articles and sell that as an ebook, for example. Try that initially. Or get S2 Member, install S2 Member and actually set up a community on your website, as we did yesterday, and start gating that. So actually sell memberships for it. Just start at like £2 a month. Sell next to nothing in terms of cost and just say that you're going to put in a bit of time each month, add a bit of value and see if people are up for it. See if your community or your fans, your listeners are up for actually just paying something. Give it a shot. See what happens. Or by all means, try out ProSites as well if you want to choose that one just for an easier entry. I'd love to hear how you got on with it though. So pop over to podcraft.net/320, podcraft.net/320, and drop a comment on the bottom of that page. Let me know which option you went for and let me know what you're selling. Give me a link to whatever product you've put up first. So I'd love to see what product you've created based on the information here. That'd be really interesting to see. And that takes us to the end of the series. So that's episode 320. That's episode 20 of the series 3. We're done creating our peerless podcasting website. I hope you now have a great podcasting website all set up. You've got a great home for your podcast and your web. You're really happy with how it's looking, with all the tools on there. You're really happy with how it's growing out your listeners, attracting in new listeners and creating loyal followers. And if you have done, if you are enjoying that, if you're happy with that, then my mission is accomplished. But I would love to hear your feedback. As I said at the start of the episode, please do tell me what you think of this series, whether you want more of the same type of series. And again, just drop onto podcraft.net/320. But don't worry, that's not the end. We'll be taking a break, short break, and then we'll be back with series 4 of Podcraft. Series 4 is going to be around planning and delivering content. So it's going to be around all the process of creating your podcasting episodes, from presentation skills to planning your strategy to actually defining your podcast in the first place. So it's going to be around how to create better content that people really are engaged with. So I hope you're up for listening to that next time around. And I've got a couple of really good guests. It's more of an interview format for the next series. So you don't have to listen to just my voice again and again. So I hope that gives you a bit of variety. But again, thanks so much for following me through this series. I really appreciate it if you followed me through every single one of the 20 episodes, or even if you managed to only listen to a few of them. I really appreciate you as a listener coming with me on this journey, coming through every single episode. The best thing you can do, if you have enjoyed this, if you have just a minute, I would so much appreciate it if you could pop onto iTunes and give me a review for the series. For the whole thing, really. So yeah, it'd be great to hear from you in that way. Thanks again, and I'll see you on the next series of Podcraft. Farewell. If you've been listening only to series 3 of Podcraft, then pop across to podcraft.net, where you'll find links to subscribe to the full podcast series, where you can get all the other content from Podcraft, including the archives, as well as all the new episodes as they come out. Thanks for listening.